High school basketball is on the air. Sports Legends Museum of Delaware County, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's high school basketball game.
Front rim, no good, but nobody boxed him out, and Lindstrom on offensive board.
Good hustle underneath the basket, up for two.
Tonight's game is between the Lower Marion Aces and the Coatesville Red Raiders. Tonight's game is sponsored by the Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum, dedicated to preserving the history and memory of Delaware County sports legends in Radnor. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
And a good New Year's Eve. Dave Berman and the gang here at the Swartz Center on the campus of Widener University in Chester, Pennsylvania. The first half of our boys' doubleheader tonight. Two storied programs going at it here at the 13th annual Pete and Jameer Nelson Boys Basketball Classic. Lower Marion and Coatesville. The Ardmore Aces come into the game with a mark of 6-1. They beat Academy Park last night, 59-47. Coatesville is 5-3 after blowing out Chester, one of the worst regular season losses in many years for the Clippers. It was Coatesville 68, Chester 46 last night. Coatesville, coached by Plymouth White Marsh, great, class of 1997. Chuck Moore, year number 5, a record of 83-32. Lower Marion, their head man, 1980, Penncrest grad, Greg Downer, 28th season, 541 wins, 233 losses, 3 PIAA state titles, 96, 2006, and 2013. So here you have it. Last year, Coatesville was 23-6 overall, lost to Carlisle in the first round of the PIAA 6A state tournament. And last year, Lower Marion was 21-9 last season, lost also in the first round of the state tournament to Pocono Mountain West. We expect a dandy between these two storied programs here tonight.
No doubt about it. I mean, you know, everybody's, I shouldn't say they're getting off to a slow start. So some teams are hotter than a pistol, but Lower Marion, of course, feels they're doing well. They're gearing themselves up. Remember, the season started 3 weeks ago, so these teams have just started to gel. They're starting to see. That's one of the reasons, by the way, that these tournaments exist. Not only is it a good showcase for various teams, but it allows them to get in some extra basketball during a time when they would normally be sitting and kind of get some geared up, because January is really when it starts in earnest. And the season is really only about 8 weeks long, runs through January, February, and then you go right into the actually we're in the playoffs by the middle of February, so it doesn't, you don't have a whole lot of time. The only advantage is in basketball, unlike football where they only play once a week, they will play two, sometimes three times a week, so they get lots of games in. But it takes a while for it to gel. All these kids are virtually all of them are coming off of other sports that they were playing, you know, football and things like that during the fall season, so they have to gel as a team. Obviously, with the graduation of seniors and freshmen coming in, there's a lot of work to be done to put a team together. And this is a good avenue for them to kind of see what they're going to do in gel. And we see a lot of teams come in here not doing so well, and they exit here and end up on a run. So it's kind of fun to watch. It's a great venue. And if you're in the Chester, Wallingford, Springfield area, I don't know what they charge to get in here, but it's, you know, $12. $12 for it'll be two games tonight over at Widener. So there's plenty of seats available and plenty of parking. So if you're not doing anything right now and you hear our voice, you want to come by, buy a ticket, come on in.
Lower Marion, one loss. You talk about anybody can beat anybody. That loss was to Conestoga, who then lost to Upper Darby. And we did their game a couple of weeks ago when Upper Darby lost to Garnet Valley. So as you know, anything can happen. You talk about having a long season, an unbelievable high school football season again for Coatesville. went to the basically the PIAA state semifinals,
right,
and lost a heartbreaker in 6A to St. Joe's Prep, who eventually lost in the state championship to Pine Richland at Pittsburgh. But what a long, long run for Coatesville football, and that's why it's been a little slow start for them, plus the competition Coatesville's played.
Absolutely. Remember, you know, some teams like a Ridley, you know, they keep their football program alive right through Thanksgiving, regardless of what's going on with the PIA championships. So, you know, a lot of these kids don't really get to play basketball until the football season is over, and whatever prolongs the season takes away from practice and getting it together and kind of blending as a team. So, you know, it takes a little while. We go through this every year. This is our sixth year doing this. So, you know, what we see in a team at the end of you know, December, and what we see is in a team by the end of January, you wouldn't necessarily believe it was the same group of kids. So it gels together pretty good, and they get real good at what they're playing. And, of course, I think coaching decisions change. You know, you want to play more kids. You want to use your bench more because you want to see what these kids have. A lot of them are new to the coach as well, and he's got to see how they react within their – with it in their scheme and how knowledgeable they are about how they're playing basketball. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that's going on. A lot of thinking, a lot of practice, a lot of planning leading up till really the end of December. I think that January starts getting real serious.
Great for you guys to see Coatesville, and they're very pleased in Chester County to have this game on the World Wide Web broadcast, because they used to have WCOJ do their games way, 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 way back, the AM station out there. Nobody covers on the radio Chester County High School boys basketball and girls basketball, and it's kind of sad. They have some great teams out there.
Radio is just too expensive. It's why the world is going to the internet. It's a good way to get the broadcasts out. It isn't necessarily quite as convenient, although with the advent of the mobile phone and the ability to basically pick up an internet signal in a moving vehicle, it's really as good as a car radio. So at this stage of the game, you know, for the costs involved, this is the way to do it. And, of course, we could never afford, even with the sponsors we have who are terrific, you know, we could never afford to put this on the radio once a week for 10 weeks, 12 weeks. It would be twice to three times what our budget is currently to do the whole thing, including the webpage. So
both these teams are 6A and most likely will meet again in the District 1 tournament, which is loaded this year. So is 5A. Pete, your thoughts, Lower Merion and Coatesville. I know it's going to be a thrill for you to see the Red Raiders play because they have an unbelievable history also, Coatesville. Only one state title, though, 2001. Lower Merion's won 7.
Well, when you hear of Kobe, when you hear Lower Merion, you always think Kobe Bryant. There you go. That's his school. That's his team. So, but yeah, Lower Merion every year they're great, and they're not the best football team as we know, but boy they shine in basketball, and this is another year, and they just put more emphasis on their basketball program, and I think the fact that Kobe was there, I think it just gives that whole organization just a little more kick when they get ready for their season. And let me just say, I know we're doing this game first, but I'm really really looking forward to Pencrest and Chester. As luck would have it, we've been following Pencrest quite frequently because of a schedule. But I'm just anxious to see how Tyler Norwood reacts and works against Chester. Because every game we do with Tyler, we usually see 30-plus points. And I wouldn't be surprised if he puts another 30 on Chester tonight. Well, that'll be interesting in game two.
Yeah, I mean, listen, every team's going to come in here trying to stop Norwood and hold his points down to some reasonable level. And, of course, the reality is they don't, and he generally scores between 25 and 30 points a game.
He'll get his points because of the way he plays. He's so quick. He stops on a dime. His defender, when he stops, his defender keeps going. So he gets 2 to 3 seconds to set up for his 18-foot jumper, which he's going to make more than 50% of the time.
Yep. No, it's going to be a force to reckon with. There's no doubt about it.
I'm just anxious to see how that works out in game two.
So that game will be, what we'll do is we'll go off the air momentarily and then come back on the air to set that. So if you're listening now and you want to listen to the next game, if you're listening all the way through, we may take, we'll announce it. We'll go ahead and take a break, go off the air, and then the way this works is if you just stay on the website, as soon as we come back on the air, it'll notify you that we're back on the air and it'll activate. So it's a real simple process.
We'll take a break. It is the pregame show, the first half of our boys basketball doubleheader. It's Coatesville and Lower Merion from Widener University in Chester on DelcoHoops.com.
If you're a sports fan, you have to visit the Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum in Radnor. Two floors of spectacular sports memorabilia from some of the greatest names in Delaware County to ever play sports. Baseball, football, basketball, and more. On display at Delco's only sports museum, and admission is free. The museum is located at the Radnor Township Municipal Building in Radnor, Pennsylvania. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 11 to 1:30. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back, Swartz Center. On the campus of Widener University in Chester, Coatesville, 5-3, Lower Marion 6-1. Starting lineups. First of all, for the Red Raiders, number one, Hassan Young, a 6'1 senior. Number two, Jameer Jig, his nickname Barickus, a 5'11 sophomore, one of the top sophs in the state, started last year as a freshman. Number four is Aaron Young. Football star, also 6'1 junior. Number 11, an Eastern Kentucky Division I recruit, he's 6'10 senior, Terrell Bladen. And for Coatesville, number 23 is an absolute beast inside, 6'4 junior, tremendous football player, also Tion Holmes. Lower Marion, look how young Coatesville is. How about all these underclassmen for Lower Marion, 6-1? Both these teams have a common opponent. They both beat Chester this year. Number one, Steve Payne, 6'1 junior. Number two, Jack Forrest, 6'5 junior. Number five, Darryl Taylor, 5'11 junior. Number 11, Harrison Clavan, a 6-foot senior. And number 30, Josh Martin, a 6'5 junior. So there you have it. Lower Marion, coached by Greg Downer, year number 28. Coatesville, Chuck Moore, year number 5. Seven state titles historically with Lower Marion, one for Coatesville. Located out there is Coatesville in a steel town, kind of rare to have a steel town in the Philly area. It's located on off of Route 30 between Philly, basically, and Lancaster. And you've been out there.
We've been out there for football games, and it's cold. We've done playoff games. We've seen some unbelievable football in that stadium.
Well, they have a regional football facility, so that's the go-to stadium for that part of the world for the PIAA. So if you're in the playoffs at any level, you end up usually, if it's that time of year to go out to the West, you end up in Coatesville. It's a great facility, but we've been in some windstorms out there. They serve pretty good food, though, as I recall, in the press box.
A great press box with gourmet food.
Unbelievable, Coatesville. Now, last year, I know these guys pretty well. Being public address announcer for at least six games last year for Coatesville as the year went on. And they are out there on the court. And Coatesville in the white uniforms with the red trim and Lower Marion black and red. Here is the opening tip. Coatesville moving right to left. And Lower Marion left to right. It is controlled by, on the far side, Tion Holmes and the Red Raiders of Coatesville. This is Aaron Young. Between the circles, Brickus, guarded by Payne. Two tremendous teams. Going to be fun. Down low, Holmes lays it up and in. Number 23, Tion Holmes for two. Tion Holmes with the full court pressure here, guys. And Lower Marion breaks it. Only one loss for them on the air. Three for Coatesville against just incredible competition. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and Peter Folgenetti. There's Clavan, far side, driving now left wing corner for three. They can shoot the lights out, and they drain it. Number 11 bangs it home, Harrison Clavan.
Both teams are putting some pressure on the backcourts, which is interesting to see. This, they're going to be able to keep this pace up all night long.
Out high now to Young. Bladen, top of the key, deflected away, back to Coatesville. Between the circles, Hassan Young, 6'1 senior. Wait till you see Dupree Bryant come into the game shortly, number three for Coatesville. Tremendous football player, also only a sophomore. This is Brickus. He does not play football. Far side to Aaron Young. Right block, Bladen, and I believe we're going to have a foul. It's going to be an elbow, offensive foul on Bladen of Coatesville. First team's first.
I think that was probably as much a warning by the referee as anything else. We're not going to tolerate this kind of stuff, so be careful.
Forrest inbounds the ball to Payne. Payne back across the midcourt stripe, stolen away and stolen back and stolen away by Coatesville. Here comes to the basket, lay it up and in is number two, Jahmyr Brickus, who tore up Chester last night. Coatesville blowing the Clippers out. Back quickly, left to right, we mentioned it, is Lower Merion, the Ardmore Aces. Clavan to Forrest, right of the key. Forrest in the lane. Tremendous pace in this game. Off balance, short shot, no good by Josh Martin of Lower Merion, and the rebound to Coatesville. They come back right to left. Holmes, left side, wide open, three ball, short by Young. Ball is almost out of bounds, but saved by Martin, and he gets it to his guard, Payne, and here's a three ball by Forrest. It's too strong, wide to the right, ball on the floor, last touch by, looks like it was last touch by Coatesville. 5:35 to go. Let's give the score here. Coatesville leads it 4-3. We're in the first quarter. Wide open three ball from the right side. Too strong by Darryl Taylor. He's a junior. Coatesville the rebound. They lose the ball. And ahead of the pack is Josh Martin. He can dunk, and he easily does with a left hand. 6'5 junior. 5-4. 1-point lead. Lower Merion. This is Aaron Young, the junior. Holmes, far side, Young, three ball, too strong. Rebound, Clavan for Lower Merion.
Neither side has really zoned in yet for the three ball.
Clavan across the timeline, now between the circles. And driving to the basket is Taylor. Now he wisely gets it way outside, far side, to Steve Payne. Lower Merion by one. They slow it up here. They can run, but preferably over the years, they like to play that slow, controlled pace. 4:35 to go in the first quarter, first half of our doubleheader. Payne thinking about going one-on-one with Hassan Young. Wisely gets it to Forrest, left side, into the lane, right of the key. Clavan for three, short, Bladen rebound, Coatesville.
To those of you new at high school basketball, there is no shot clock involved, so they keep the ball as long as they can.
Back comes Coatesville. Brickus. Far side, Young. Down low, Bladen to the basket. They're going to call a block, I believe, on Lower Merion. Or is it going to be... I'm not sure who they're going to call the foul on, but nonetheless, two free throws coming here for Terrell Bladen. They're going to call it on Forrest. First team's first. Tyrell Bladen, 6'10", senior. Free throw, back of the rim, no good. And again, he is going to Eastern Kentucky Division I University. Gets another and rolls in. Tied at five. Lower Merion with the ball against Coatesville. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Just tight, sticky, man-to-man defense. Payne, that's going to be an illegal pick and an offensive foul. Josh Martin, number 30.
And that's one of the few turnovers so far tonight. They're both teams are playing pretty solid basketball. They're not finding the zone for the baskets to drop in, but they're...
We only got three turnovers, two for Coatesville and one for Lower Merion.
Back comes Brickus, the sophomore. Right side. Driving to the basket and off the glass for two, Hassan Young, 6'1 senior.
Pretty move, complete spin, 360 up and in.
7-5. The Red Raiders of Coatesville, 3.5 to go here in quarter number one. Across the timeline, that's Forrest, right side Payne. Payne drives to the basket, dishes to his teammate with a left hand, and he lays it in. Josh Martin for two, he has 4 points.
Very
tied at
pass.
Seven. Back comes Coatesville. 3:15 to go. Quarter number one. Left wing corner, three ball. Too strong. Rebound. Lower Merion, Darryl Taylor. Flies back across midcourt. Guarded closely in there by Young. Taylor. Outside. Far side. To Payne. Payne looks to take it to the rack. Throws it away. But they're going to call a foul, though. A late call. And I think it's going to be on Coatesville, and
It is Hassan Young, his first team's second. 2:53 to go here in the first quarter. Coatesville and Lower Merion. Boys basketball, we're tied at 7. Swartz Center, the den here. Widener University. Good old Chester. Ooh. Throwing the ball out high. Forrest, right wing to Payne. Steve's only a junior with the ball now. Steve Payne. Forrest is a junior. Young man with the ball now. Martin is a junior. Martin right of the key, looking down low to the basket. Offensive foul. Good charge taken in there by Coatesville. Offensive foul on Payne, I do believe. His first, team's third.
Offensive foul on number 5, Darryl Taylor. His first, team's third.
Well, they call that on Darryl Taylor. Excuse me.
It's hard to tell sometimes.
Coach Philback. Good. Give and go. Jam. Tion Holmes to Tyrell Bladen. 3 points for Bladen. 9-7 in favor of Coatesville. 2:18 to go in quarter number one. Back comes Lower Merion. Forrest driving right side, and a reach and foul is going to be called on the Red Raiders. I believe that's going to be on Brickus. Jameer is first. Team's third. Each team three fouls here in the first quarter. 2:08 to go. First stanza. Forrest driving right baseline under the basket. Reverse layup and a beauty is good.
That was a pretty, pretty shot.
Forrest, first two of the night. We're tied at 9. Here come the Red Raiders. Driving right baseline. There's a foul on Forrest. That's number 2 on him. As driving was Dante Cruz, who I don't remember him playing for Coatesville last year, but they came out for basketball this year, and he's been a big contributor. Right wing corner, long three, too strong, knocked out of bounds by Lower Merion.
Yep, stays with Coatesville.
Shot was put up by Cruz again for the Red Raiders. 1:50 to go, first quarter. We're tied at 9, Lower Merion and Coatesville. Widener University, play-by-play classics, top of the key. Now driving, what a move to the basket, Cruz, but misses the shot. Rebound Lower Merion, Martin. Here they come back. It's Payne, left wing, now left wing corner. Forrest off floater, too strong. Bladen the rebound. Bladen gives it to Dupree Bryant. Dupree, ought to see him play football. Unbelievable. Drives to the basket, misses the shot. Offensive rebound, off the glass. Bladen, no good. And we're going to have a tie-up. Possession arrow is with Lower Merion, 1:23 to go. So the brothers, they're brothers out there for Coatesville. Number 2, Jameer Brickus, 5'11 sophomore. Number 3, Dupree Bryant, 5'9 sophomore. Their father, one of the greatest of all time, point guard for the 2001 state championship Coatesville team, and that is Maurice Bryant. So he's got both his sons out there playing for the Red Raiders just like last year. He was one of the best. Resembles more number 4 at number 3 out there, Dupree. Coatesville and Lower Merion tied at 9. Lower Merion with the ball. Forrest gets the ball knocked away by, and there's a foul on Forrest. And he has 3 fouls, if I'm not mistaken.
Fouls on number 2, Jack Forrest for Lower Merion, his third.
Yes, you're right, his third.
That's unbelievable. 1:03 to go in the first quarter. He might be their best ball player,
yep.
Lower Merion.
Well, they're sitting him down now, but it's just 1 minute left in the first quarter. It's going to be a long sit.
And a couple of those fouls, Dave, were reach-in fouls. They weren't really necessary.
Exactly. Both teams again played yesterday. Lower Merion beat Academy Park, who looks pretty good, even though they lost earlier this day to Haverford School of the Interact. This is Brickus checking into the game now. What a move to the basket. That's going to be an offensive foul, I do believe. That's Chuck Smith, number 24, called for the charge. That's his first.
It tells you the caliber of game being played tonight. They are being very aggressive on the floor on both sides of the ball. And they're not afraid to do it and see if it gets called or not.
Matt O'Connor, 6'1 junior, into the game for the Lower Merion Aces. 9-9 game. Late in the first quarter, 40 seconds to go. Bryant putting a lot of pressure on. Oh. Here's a steal by Holmes. to Brickus. Now he feeds it to his teammate on the left side, Dante Cruz, for two. 11-9, Coatesville. Down to 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's another, almost a steal by the Red Raiders. They love that wild pace. Payne right to the key. Three ball is good by Steve Payne, the junior. First three of the night. 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. 12-11, Lower Marion. One heck of a ball game. This is Brickus for three straight away. Back of the rim, no good. Tap by Holmes, no good. Follow, no good. And that's going to be it. We go to the second quarter. It is Coatesville and Lower Marion in a war. The Aces 12 and the Red Raiders 11. Boys high school basketball, it's never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, folks, welcome back here. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and Peter Folgenetti getting ready for the second quarter. Boys basketball, first half of our doubleheader here at Widener University. Lower Marion leads at 12-11. We're going to get a quick selfie here. My wife, Brenda Jean, taking a picture of us.
You can keep talking. I don't think it'll blur the photograph, Dave.
Okay, I'm trying to smile here. There you go. Okay.
We know you can't smile and talk at the same time.
All right, there you go. Pete, your thought? That was a great first quarter.
It was
a great first quarter. Both teams evenly matched. They mirror each other. I think we're going to have a real good game all the way through here.
Yeah. Problem, guys. Oh, Jack Forrest, 6'5", junior.
That's going to hurt. We'll see. We'll see whether Coatesville tries to attack that situation and take advantage of it, because with three fouls, he really can't come in till the second half, and I would even submit, depending on the score, probably not till the end of the third quarter, beginning of fourth with three fouls.
Coach Downer in the City of Basketball Love article on his game after they beat Academy Park yesterday said still working on his bench to see who's going to contribute. Great opportunity tonight.
Yep.
Coatesville has the ball as we begin quarter number two. Dupree Bryant. Top of the key. Passing far side. Ball knocked away by Lower Marion. Two really good boys high school basketball teams. Enough talent to make a deep run in the District 1 and state tournament. 6A level. Now this is Steve Payne. He's guarded by Dante Cruz. And Lower Marion is going to try that old-fashioned weave, then taking it all the way to the basket, lays it up, good, and a foul. That's 5'11 junior, Daryl Taylor.
Taylor took three defenders out with him. I mean, he just danced around him, shot, and got to the backboard and made the shot in and got fouled in the process. That was a pretty, pretty play.
Personal Tion Holmes, the 6'4 junior, his first, team's fifth. Free throw, back of the rim, no good. Rebound Holmes. Holmes to Brickus to Bryant. Near wing Smith. Dupree Bryant. Far side shooting again for three. Ooh. And he drains a trifecta. Dante Cruz. 5 points for him.
They can't let him get hot, that's for sure.
Lower Marion gets it across the timeline barely. This is Taylor between the circles, guarded by Cruz. What an addition to the Coatesville lineup. Here's a three ball from the right wing corner with the left hand. It is good by number 12, Matt O'Connor. He's only a junior.
Starting to rain.
3-point lead, Lower Marion. 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Left of the key, driving to the basket, fouled. The ball goes in, but a foul before the shot. That was Chuck Smith driving to the hole, personal on the Aces. It's going to be Daryl Taylor, his second personal. Team foul number 6. Inbounding the ball, Bryant. 3-point lead, Lower Marion. 6 minutes, 30 seconds to go. Quarter number 2. First of two live tonight worldwide, all the way live on telcohoops.com. Three ball by Smith from the left side. Too strong. O'Connor the rebound. Here comes O'Connor back. Or check that. That's Robinson who loses the ball. That was Jared Robinson. Stolen by Coatesville. Give and go. Lay it up and in. The bucket made by Chuck Smith. Steal again. Brickus back. Lay it up. No good. Tap no good. And a foul. Let's see who this is going to be. And I think they're going to call it on Lower Merion, Steve Payne. And that would be his first, I believe.
So team seven.
Number one on Payne, 17 fouls. So 17-16, Laura Marion, one-point lead, 1-1. Or is it two shots? It's two, and the first is good by Chuck Smith, 6'4 senior. 3 points for Chuck. Tied at 17. Smith gets another for the Red Raiders. It's good. Four for Smith. Laura Marion. Clavan in the backcourt to Robinson. Now in the frontcourt. Payne had a wide open three. Doesn't take it. Driving baseline O'Connor. Underneath with a left hand. No. Follow. No. Holmes the rebound. Run and gun. It is Brickus to Bryant. Knocked away. It's in the lane. It's off of Lower Merion. Last touch by Harrison Clavan. That was crazy underneath
that
the
basket.
That
was crazy. Right. I was waiting for a foul, but they kept it smacking a ball, and it got away with it.
Dupree Bryant to inbound. Holmes left wing corner. Tion's in trouble. Got to get rid of it somehow, some way. Wide open underneath. And he misses the layup up before that. Number 24, Chuck Smith, has called for a travel.
Coatesville leading 18-17 here.
5:39 to go in the second quarter. 1 point lead for the Red Raiders. Again, they're 5-3. Lower Merion 6-1. Different league. Central League, Lower Merion, Chesmont for the Red Raiders. This is Taylor in the backcourt. Taylor's going to be called for a travel. Yep. Again, pressure put on by Jameer Brickus, 5'11 sophomore. Him and Bryant, two of the top sophomores guards, not only in southeastern PA, but in the state of Pennsylvania. Pete.
That's eight turnovers for Lower Merion, so they got to take a little more. That half-court press is really hurting them.
Coatesville back, right wing corner, Dupree Bryant. And that's going to be a reach-in foul called on Lower Merion.
Yep.
The frustrated Jared Robinson.
Well, Robinson's had a tough game for the few minutes he's been in. He's lost a couple of passes. One was just high. Well, made a shot. Did not look great at the board. He's got to get his game together. He may just be tired from last night.
1-1 for Dupree Bryant. Stud football player for Coatesville, and the first by Dupree is good. Again, Dupree resembles his dad a lot in structure, size, height. Maurice, 2001 point guard for the only state championship in Coatesville history when they beat Pittsburgh Shenley. And the second is good, and we'll take a break. We have 5:21 to go in the second quarter, boys basketball. Coatesville now leads in seesaw game 20-17 on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back, Swartz Center, Widener University, Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulgenetti. 5:21 to go before halftime. It's Lower Merion ball, boys basketball. The Aces trail Coatesville, the Red Raiders by three. Taylor, double team, far side to Payne. He's at the far hash. Lower Merion again, left to right. Coatesville right to left. Early season war right here. Both teams big wins last night over DelVal teams. Coatesville beating Chester 68-46. And Lower Merion over Academy Park. This is Payne. Now spreading the floor out here. What he wants to do is, you would think, so, you know, waste a little time. Laura Marion, even though they're down by three, they're missing their best player, one of their best players. They have really two or three. Jack Forrest now out high again. Kind of a zone defense here, guys, would you say?
Sure looks like it. They've got to set up for a zone, although they are, well, that looked like man-to-man right there.
I like it. I like it. Chuck Moore in his fifth year, head coach of Coatesville. Laura Marion still with the ball. And between the circles now is Clavan. Far side, this is Robinson. Right of the key, Darryl Taylor. 4:06 to go. Second quarter. Laura Marion weaving the ball around. Left of the key, Payne. Payne almost lost the ball, did, but picked up by one of his teammates. That's Taylor. And Laura Marion being very patient, even though they're down by three, but it's very early. Driving to the basket. Shot no good. Follow no good. Great effort. Here comes Coatesville again. 2-on-1. Bryant to his brother. Misses the shot. Does Brickus. Put back is good. By number 24, Chuck Smith. 6 points for Chuck. Biggest lead of the evening for the Red Raiders, 22-17.
Coatesville is definitely taking advantage of the bench sitting for Laura Marion. No doubt about it.
Forrest ready to check back into the game. Three fouls on Jack.
He's going to have to play pretty conservatively.
Coming up on 3:10 to go. Payne, he's going to, that's a bad shot. Way, way out straight away. No good. Rebound is taken by Cruz, and here come the Red Raiders again. Brickus to Cruz for three from the left wing. In and out. And the rebound. Take a by Laura Marion. Darryl Taylor all the way to his teammate Robinson. Up no, but a foul. Teon Holmes, number two on Teon, the 6'4 junior. Jared Robinson, number 10, a 6'1 senior at the line shooting two. Coatesville, that is team foul number six.
A little surprised, Dave, that Tyrell Braden has been on the bench the whole second quarter. He's not in foul trouble. He's really strong under the boards. But I think they're going a little more for speed to try to press them. And probably that's why he's not in there. But I think if it was me, here he comes. See, the coach heard me.
Chester actually, even though losing by 22 points last night, did a good job on Braden. But the guard play really hurt the Clippers last night, losing by 22 to the Red Raiders. He misses both free throws here. Does Robinson. Rebound, Red Raiders, Dupree Bryant, the sophomore, coming back. Far side, Chuck Smith back to Dupree. Not a great shooter from the outside, but he drains that baby.
That was a beauty. 25-17, Coatesville. It's definitely stretching the lead out. Lower Marion has to answer here. This is going to get out of hand.
Darryl Taylor. Right of the key, Clavan. Darryl Taylor, right wing corner. Taylor in trouble. Out to Clavan. Thought about the three. Held up. Almost a steal and a foul. Reach in on Brickus. Jameer, number two for him. So back into the game, Jack Farr, 6'5 junior. I would imagine they're going to have to play Jack with the three fouls away from the ball defensively.
I would think
but
so.
He can single-handedly get them back in the game with his shooting. Laura Marion, free throw good here by Clavan. Harrison is a 6-foot senior. Coatesville with 2:11 to go in the second quarter, 25. Laura Marion, 18. Again. Got it. Nothing nice. But nets. 5-4 Clavan. Inbounding the ball. Now Coatesville. The Red Raiders coming back right to left with Dupree Bryant. Brothers in the backcourt. Crosses over to Jameer. Jameer has it to brother Dupree. Right side, wide open jumper is no good. Bladen, offensive rebound. Now to Brickus. Left side, Chuck Smith. Floater around the rim and in for Chuck Smith, who's had a big second quarter. 6'4 senior with 8. 1:40 to go.
Yeah, Forrest played that very, very conservatively, as he should on defense.
8-point lead for Coatesville. Jumper Forrest, no good from 15 feet away. Brickus the rebound. Jameer comes back. Hard to believe, guys. Those two guards, there they are, the brothers. Are only sophomores.
Yep.
Pass to Bladen. Up off the glass. No. Bladen again follows with a left hand for two.
Well, this is where Forrest, you know, three fouls really hurt because he can't aggressively go in there and go for the rebound, and that's really opening up the whole field to Coatesville to get those rebounds.
Coming up on 1 minute to go here in the second quarter, biggest lead of the evening. Coatesville leads it by 10. Into there's a wide open three ball. Left wing, too strong. Smith the rebound, the run and gun. Coatesville Red Raiders looking for Brickus underneath. And a great defensive play, hustle play there. Knocked out of bounds by, that's number three, guys.
Yep.
For Lower Marion, that's Julian Hairston, 6'1 junior. Give him some love.
I think he's related to Happy Hairston.
Happy Hairston, one of the greatest.
The L.A. Lakers.
Oh, John Ramsey. That was Happy Hairston. I remember those days in the 70s. Three ball again. Cruz, right wing corner, no good. Hairston the rebound, 2-on-1. Payne. Now he's got his man for three in the left wing corner. It's short. Blade in the rebound. Ahead of the pack, he's got Bryant. Bryant, but back quickly, Lower Marion to his brother, Bryant, to Brickus for three.
Lower Marion's looking for those three-pointers. They are not dropping, and Boyd, the Red Raiders are just turning around dropping them in.
32-19. They have definitely improved their outside shooting from last year, the Red Raiders.
Or at least for tonight.
They had, well, that was an issue on a team that went 23-6 last year, went to the District 1 championship and lost to Abingdon. 5 seconds ago, second quarter, Lower Marion with the ball down by 13, and that's great defense. They're going to call a travel, and that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We go to halftime. It is Coatesville with a 32-19 lead over Lower Marion in boys high school basketball. It has never sounded so good from the Sports Center, Widener University. Dave Berman and the gang on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, implants, cosmetic bonding, whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. You'll be glad you did.
Life isn't made for pain. Life is for living. You should be free to run, to jump, to bike, to hike, to work, to play. This is why the experts at Rothman Institute are getting you back in the game. As the official orthopedic partner of the Eagles, Flyers, Phillies, and 76ers. Because big or small, epic or ordinary, you deserve to spend your days truly living. We are Rothman Institute. This is living. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
And it's halftime here at Widener University at the Sports Center, where Coatesville leads on a huge run in the second quarter, 32-19 over Lower Marion. Coatesville is just number one, popping the three-pointers. Lower Marion, I think, is acting a little desperate, taking some very low-percentage shots. They're not dropping in, and they're kind of opening up the court with the long passes to Coatesville. And Coatesville really has basically taken advantage of every mistake that Lower Marion's made.
Well, Mike, what I see happening on the court is Coatesville's press has really hurt Lower Marion. They've had 8 or 9 turnovers here, and I would bet 6 of them were calls on the press, and that's really hurt them a lot. And also, when Coatesville brings in their big man, number 11, Tyler Bladen, that really Lower Marion has nobody with size that can compete with him. He was controlling the boards the last 2 minutes, and I don't know, that could be a problem, but I think one of the main things that hurt Lower Marion is Jack Forrest with number 2, one of their best outside shooters, who picked up 3 quick fouls and sat out almost the entire second quarter. And, you know, without that outside shooting, it's going to be tough for them.
Well, not only did he sat, so when he came back in and tried to make the outside shots, he didn't, but he's also the only counter to the big man from Red Raiders. He can't battle in there, right? He'll foul out. That's right. So they've really taken him out of the game. Even if he's in there playing, he can't play aggressive defense, which is going to open up the rebound, the offensive rebounds to Coatesville, and they'll just drill him in and kill him. And that's, we've seen 3 or 4 of those baskets because of the secondary rebounds, offensive rebounds going back in the basket, and that's. I don't know what the Lower Marion coach is going to do about it, but he's really, unless he can find somebody on the bench, and he doesn't have a bench with great size.
Now, if you look through the roster, they don't have anybody really tall, and this Tyler Bladen, he's a beast under there. And you know, if he's going to control the boards, the only way Lower Marion can get back in this game is they got to start hitting shots and hitting your threes. If they can do that, they can creep back. They're only down 13 points.
Well, of course, in combination with that, they're going to find a way to stop the Red Raiders from sinking their baskets, and they're hotter than a pistol as well. And the problem is, without battling them under the boards, which they have to be careful with because of foul situations, they're really at a terrible disadvantage here. And, of course, coming back in a half with a 13-point deficit, they're going to have to make a heck of a run.
Do you think Lower Marion might come out with a press? Of course, they wouldn't have Forrest involved with the press.
If they can come out with it. Now, what they're going to have to do is be able to make it work for turnovers. Otherwise, all they're doing is losing time that they desperately need to score.
They
got
to disrupt Coatesville's flow.
Yes,
Coatesville right now is flowing good. They're hitting their shots. They can rebound with their big man.
Rebound with the big man, particularly under the offensive boards, because nobody can get aggressive under the offensive boards.
That last series, in the last minute, he got an offensive rebound. There was nobody that could stop it.
I think Lower Marion's had some sloppy passing. They really haven't played their game.
No, they haven't.
The question is, if they come back and play the game that we saw in the first quarter, and Coatesville comes back and plays their game in the second quarter, Lower Marion loses. I mean, it's as simple as that, because they'll play both to a tie, but you know, they're ahead by 13 points. So
if you remember last year we did a Lower Marion game in late February. I think it was the beginning of the playoffs, and we couldn't believe how many threes they hit in the second half.
Right.
I think they hit 9 threes. If they can come out and do something like that,
they can do it.
But they gotta hit these shots. If they don't, I just don't know if they can make up the difference here.
And I'm not too sure what the science is of that. You know, one of the problems I have with threes when you watch basketball at almost any level is, boy, if you're hitting them, baby, you're gonna try to drill them. But I see an awful lot of attempts with very little success, and invariably the ball gets turned over after the attempt, and that's it. You end up with 0. So I don't know.
Some teams, do you know, in the NBA, the Houston Rockets attempt 53% of their shots are threes.
And what's their completion rate?
Well, they're in first place, but I don't know what their rate is, but they shoot more threes than twos. Well, that's unheard of.
Well, I understand that, but if somebody puts a pencil to it and says, "Gee, we're gonna sink 60% of our shots," whether they're twos or threes, which I don't believe, by the way, but if somebody were to make that argument somehow, then obviously you would shoot the threes. I mean, you're going to end up with 50% more points.
You know, a lot of teams, if they just drove to the basket and took some 12 to 14-foot jumpers for 2 points, you know, you make 2 of them, that's better than 1 3.
Well, no doubt about it. And control of the ball has something to do with it, too. Okay, we are about 2.5 minutes left before the game begins again. It is Coatesville 32, Lower Marion 19. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to High School Basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com, where high school basketball never sounded so good.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product
and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Welcome back to the second half of today's basketball game. Today's sponsors are Sports Legends of Delaware County, Delco Sports History on display in Radnor. Admission is free. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
Welcome back to Widener University. We are at the beginning of the second half of the game between the Coatesville Red Raiders and the Lower Marion Aces. Coatesville is leading 32-19. Few seconds left. Our play-by-play guy, Dave Berman, isn't anywhere to be found, so we'll try to call the action.
I think he went out for a hot dog, Mike.
Yeah, well.
He'll be back.
Eventually. Oh, there he is.
That's all right. We can do this game. We've done this before. Now, here he comes.
Yeah, this is always fun. We go to blank space when Dave's not around because we're never too sure what to do. All right, Dave, you're on.
Hey, we're live in living color here at a halftime break here. Rest my voice. Got my wife up here in the press box with us. Very nice. It's just us here.
That's right, which is as it should be since we're special.
And you guys sized it up. Lower Marion is down by 13, 32-19 at Coatesville. We get ready for the third quarter.
We've already put a strategy together for Lower Marion to come back. They just need to hit three-pointers on a regular basis.
And Forrest cannot commit another foul. So it's Lower Marion ball.
It's going to cost them under the boards, I think.
As we begin the second half, 32-19 Red Raiders. Back door, driving to the basket. Reverse layup and a wild one, no good. Offensive rebound, Lower Marion, yes, for two with a left hand, Josh Martin. So that's a good start for the Aces. Down by 11, Dupree Bryant. Back, left to right, Coatesville here in the second half. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, Peter Fulginetti. Left wing, that's a tough shot by Brick as he forces it up and he drains it. Boy, has he improved his shooting this year. 8 points for Brickus. That it might have been, again, they're talking ninth graders last year, seeing all that time and so much pressure playing for the Coatesville boys basketball program. Here's Laura Marion back. Payne, almost a travel, nothing called. Getting it that's Taylor. Now in the lane, Taylor getting it to Martin. Martin looking for Taylor underneath. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Coatesville. 7:02 to go in the third quarter. And after a week and a half off, Mike, I got to get my pace back here.
No, you're doing fine. You're doing fine.
Right wing corner. Three ball is no good by Payne. Tap no good. Offensive rebound. Payne gets it out to Forrest for three. Does not get it to fall. Bladen the rebound. He has got to take control. And he, a Division I recruit right there, guys.
Well,
Tyrell.
The fact that Lower Marion had three offensive rebounds right there was remarkable.
Right of the key, Cruz. Now Bladen, 15-footer from the left side. No good. Teon Holmes, the beast, the animal. Offensive rebound. Misses the short shot. Lower Marion comes back. This is not their game, but they can shoot traditionally very well. Payne, there's Forrest for three, and he drains it. There's a big one.
Another Bennett on that shot. That was a beauty.
6'5", junior Jack Forrest has five in the game. The lead is down to nine. Lower Marion, one loss. That was to Conestoga. Central League scrum. A couple of weeks ago, the Red Raiders come back to the basket. Shot is partially blocked. blocked in there by the 6'5" junior Josh Martin. Here comes Lower Marion back. Forrest again for three. Yes, sir. There it is.
He's got six. I think we know why they dropped behind in the first half.
5:52 to go in the third quarter. It's now an 8-point lead for Coatesville over Lower Marion. 35-27. Boys basketball has never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to the Swartz Center on the campus of Widener University in Chester. 5:52 to go in the third. Coatesville was up by 13 points after two periods, and a quick run here by Lower Marion has cut the lead to 8 points. Coatesville with the ball. Left wing corner, Cruz. Between the circles, Bryant. Cruz, left wing corner, brings it out high. Dupree Bryant to the basket with that football mentality, misses the shot. Rebound is taken by Lower Marion, and the speedy Payne to the basket with a left hand. Good. Ooh. And a foul. Steve Payne. Boy, the lead is cut to six.
And he drove the entire length of the field, really almost out of control, charging towards the basket. Nobody closed in on him and went up and made the shot and got fouled.
Personal foul was on 15. Cruz, his first. Back into the game, number one, Hassan Young for the Red Raiders. Coming out of the game is Cruz. 35-29, Coatesville. 6-point bulge. Payne, first. Actually, completing the 3-point play, it is good. And I'm sure Coach Downer let the boys have it.
I was going to say, their game has improved dramatically. They're only down by 5 now. Now you got to keep... Keep Coatesville off the board.
Two programs that hate to lose. Brickus, right wing corner. Young drives to the basket. Lay it up. No. Follow is up around the rim and in. Put in there by Chuck Smith, who has 10 points for Coatesville. Lead 37-30. 7-point bulge. Red Raiders in their home uniforms here tonight. Lower Marion in the black and purple. A little bit of white also. Forrest, top of the key. Forrest for the Aces. Right wing corner to Taylor. Darrell is bumped into by Bryant. Personal on Dupree. 4:52 to go. Third quarter. Forrest to inbound the ball. And Smith guarding him on the end lines. Getting it out high now to Steve Payne. Underneath, somebody missed an assignment, yep. And the layup is good.
He snuck right in there all by himself.
Darrell Taylor with that basket, the 5'11 junior on the give and go. And Lower Marion down by 5 again, 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Coatesville led by 13 points at halftime. Cross court, Bryant. Right side, thinking about that three. Down low, Bryant. Bryant getting out to brother Jameer Brickus. Brickus left of the key, now way out high, far side. Tight, tight defense. Pick set by Holmes. Now to Young on the left side. He loses the ball, does Hassan. It's a tie-up, and on the floor, the possession arrow will stay with Coatesville. Next time, next tie-up situation back to Lower Marion.
Boy, Lower Marion looks like a totally different group of kids here in the first 3 minutes of this quarter.
Like, I think they tuned into our halftime show.
That was it. They probably got their instructions from
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Hassan Young, left wing corner. Guarded by Taylor. Darrell doing a great job out there.
Ooh.
I think that's an offensive foul and a hook. He kind of hooked him. Yep, there it is. And
well, I'll tell you, these guys are calling a tight game. I will give them credit for that.
And it wasn't that tight in the first half, if you remember. The refs have absolutely changed their calls a little tighter.
This is the Pete and Jameer Nelson Classic. Widener University, year number 13. Lower Marion down by 5. A chance to cut into that lead further. Forrest left of the key. Payne, top of the key. Back to Forrest. behind the back dribble. Forrest drives. Shot is no good, but a foul. And that's going to be on Chuck Smith, number two on him. What? Hey, that's Lower Merion basketball at its best.
They're such a different team with Forrest. It's really amazing how one man can make such a difference.
Jack had three fouls in the first quarter. He misses the first too hard off the back of the rim. Get another attempt here. The Red Raiders, again, 5-3 overall. Misses both. That's rare. Ball on the far side, out of bounds. Last touch by Coatesville. And Smith stays with Lower Merion. 3:42 to go here in quarter number three from Widener University. Happy New Year's Eve. This is Steve Payne. Flips it to Forrest and an offensive foul on Darryl Taylor. Just an illegal
push
pick.
Push off.
Darryl Taylor for Lower Merion, his third.
Yeah, number three on Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Dupree Bryant back. Taylor cannot afford another foul. He's guarding Bryant. Between the circles, Bryant, Smith, left wing, drives to the basket. What an athlete. Misses the shot. Holmes picks it up. Misses the putback as Tion. And we've got to solve a tie-up.
It's going to go this way.
Lower Merion. Yep. Good job in there by 6'5 junior Josh Martin. So we have 3:09 to go in quarter number three. Lower Merion with the ball, and Coatesville has been held to 5 points in this quarter. Here come the Aces. Martin left of the key. Left wing corner now. Clavan. Martin in the block. Uh-oh. Forrest sets up. Good again for three.
Oh, now it's a two-point game.
9 points in the quarter. 11 in the game.
And Red Raiders just threw the ball away on a long pass and recovered by Lower Merion.
Lead is down to two. Jack Forrest show, baby. And you guys called it right at halftime.
We absolutely
did. Guys
could
be good coaches, Mike.
Just remember,
Pete.
A broken clock is right twice a day.
Oh! Steal by Holmes.
Bad pass. Yep.
This is Aaron Young, 6'1 junior and a football player. Coatesville made it to the state semis this year. PIAA football. Holmes left of the key. Cross court pass. Driving to the basket again. The ball goes in the hoop. Nice move to the basket, goes in, but he was fouled before the shot. Chuck Smith. So that'll be, four team fouls here for Coatesville in the second half. 2:13 to go in the third. And I think that's number two now on Lower Merion.
Well, this is the game we had hoped for, and boy, we didn't think it was going to happen after the end of the first half. But
no, we didn't.
Lower Merion has definitely come back with a...
We've got a two-point ball game.
With passion. Ooh.
Timeout, Chuck Moore and Coatesville. We'll take a break ourselves. 2:12 to go, third quarter. The Pete and Jameer Nelson Classic from Widener University. Two-point lead for the Red Raiders on DelcoHoops.com.
Life isn't made for pain. Life is for living. You should be free to run, to jump, to bike, to hike, to work, to play. This is why the experts at Rothman Institute are getting you back in the game. As the official orthopedic partner of the Eagles, Flyers, Phillies, and 76ers. Because big or small, epic or ordinary, you deserve to spend your days truly living. We are Rothman Institute. This is living. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back, Sports Center. Widener University in Chester. First half of our doubleheader. It's Coatesville 37, Lower Merion 35. Late here in quarter number three. The Aces of Lower Merion down by 13 points at halftime, but Jack Forrest, 6'5 junior in foul trouble, just 2 points in the first half. 9 points here in the third on three balls. Coatesville with the ball, Bryant to inbound. Two great coaches. Chuck Moore played at Plymouth White Marsh, won a state championship, tremendous guard back in 1997 over Franklin Regional from Pittsburgh. Chuck went on to play Division I basketball, and Greg Downer was a key member of the District 1 runner-ups. And Pencrest back in 1980.
Don't forget, tonight's broadcast, a doubleheader. Next game will be between Chester and Pencrest. Stay tuned.
Ooh. Looking underneath Bryant for Smith. Ball knocked out of bounds. Good defense there by Forrest. 2:11 to go. Quarter number three. Out high, Smith between the circles. Smith dribbling around. Flips it. Still out high near midcourt. Bryant. Young. Brickus. Young. Foul line, Holmes. Dion. Left side, Young off his hands. Actually off of Smith's hands and out of bounds. Another turnover. Yep. Unforced error there on the Red Raiders. Lower Marion fighting back. Slowly getting there.
Getting a little bit of help from Coatesville. They got to get their act together now.
Half court trap. And the ball knocked away. Driving to the basket was Taylor. Taken by the Red Raiders. It's Brickus stopping, popping, short, follow. A one-handed slam by 6'4 senior Chuck Smith.
That
I'm
was
going to ask my Coatesville people where he was last year.
Yeah. Whew.
Forrest for three. In and out. Offensive rebound. Lower Marion. Good job in there by number 11, Harrison Clavan. Out high, Payne. Flips it to Taylor near side. Forrest looking to drive to the basket. Right wing quarter. Clavan for three with a left hand. He's got it.
1 point game.
Is that O'Connor for three? And Lower Marion is down by just 1 point. Three ball, Matt O'Connor underneath, missing the layup. Holmes, Lower Marion the rebound. Payne all the way, lays it up and in for Lower Marion, five in the quarter. 40-39, 1 point lead, Lower Marion. Offensive foul that time. Called on Brickus, that'll be his third.
Boy, if I were Lower Marion, Coachville, I'd call a timeout and try to sell these kids down. This is going to kill them.
Lower Marion with four threes here in the third quarter. They were down by 13 at halftime and now leading by 1 point.
And Tyrell Bladen finally came in. I don't know why he was on the bench so long.
Coach Downer bringing up his, he likes the cards.
Flashing the cards.
Flashing the cards. Sideline. Showing the boys the instructions they need. All right, so Lower Marion with the ball. 30 seconds less now than 30 seconds to go. They'll go for the final shot.
In the third quarter.
Here in the third quarter. 40-39. Lower Marion, so this is Downer loves this stuff. Taylor walks. Too many steps.
Ooh.
Coach hurts. Downer not happy.
Yeah, it's... You know,
four turnovers on Taylor.
There's 16, 17-year-old kids. Good.
Back comes Coatesville. Brickus, three ball straight away is good by Jameer Brickus.
Wasn't pretty, but it definitely up.
Coatesville needed that. They lead it now 42-40 after three quarters of play. What a big third quarter for Lower Marion. Back for the final 8 minutes of regulation. You're listening to Boys Basketball Never Sounded So Good on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist. But a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, implants, cosmetic bonding, whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. You'll be glad you did.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
What a game. Coatesville and Lower Marion boys basketball. First half of our DelcoHoops.com doubleheader from the 13th annual Pete and Jameer Nelson Classic, Widener University. Coming up next, Pencrest and Chester. First regular season meeting between those two teams since 1973-74. Coatesville leads it here 42-40 after three. After one quarter, Lower Merion by 1 point, 12-11. Halftime, Coatesville went on an incredible run in the second quarter, led it 32-19, and then an incredible third quarter for Lower Merion, and they cut the lead from 13-2. Three balls in that third quarter by 6'5 junior for the Aces, Jack Forrest. A big three for Matt O'Connor, a 6'1 junior. Wow, what a game. What an early season, tremendous game.
This is what we'd hope for. You never know when you make the schedule up, but you hope.
And the big thing is Forrest played that entire third quarter without getting his fourth foul. Very, very big fact.
And he's going to have to play another 4 minutes without getting another foul, too.
Yep.
We'll see what he can do.
Yeah, scoring here, leading scorers in the game, Forrest for Laura Marion with 11, and Jameer Brickus with 11, Chuck Smith with 12.
And that's sitting out at least a full quarter in the second quarter.
Absolutely. Laura Marion down by two. Coatesville will have the ball to begin quarter number four. This is number four, Adrian Young. Floater in the lane by Bryant is no good. Young battling for the rebound. Tie up, and possession arrow will go with Lower Merion. You don't want to mess with number four boy, Aaron Young, 6'1 junior and a Division I football recruit. Forrest to inbound the ball. Full court pressure here for Coatesville. Team fouls, five on Coatesville here in the second half. Just two on Lower Merion. The Aces have the ball down by two. Forrest gets it across the timeline. Here's O'Connor driving left side, loses the ball. Bryant picks it up, comes two-on-one with his brother, Brickus. Brickus from Bryant, they slow it up. Young, wide open. Smith going to take it to the rack. What an athlete, and he lays it up and in. Unbelievable game for Chuck Smith, who has 14 points, 6'4 senior. Four-point lead, Coatesville, 44-40. Coming up on 7 minutes to go in the game. Foul line wide open. Jumper too strong off the glass. That was by Josh Martin. He's got to work on his shot, obviously. And a loose ball foul called on Lower Merion. I think it's going to be on Martin. Yep. Frustration.
Over the top, over the head.
Number three on him.
Foul's number 30, Josh Martin. His third, team third for Lower Merion.
Timeout. 6:59 to go in the fourth quarter. 30-second timeout. Coatesville 44, Lower Merion 40. Quick break on DelcoHoops.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Dave Berman, Peter Fulgenetti, and Mike Mayer. 6:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Lower Merion and Coatesville. Coatesville up by four, and they have the ball down low for Bladen, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Tyrell Bladen of the Red Raiders.
What did you see what it was?
Elbow.
Oh, it was an elbow. Okay.
I couldn't tell from here.
Yeah.
He had good position.
Oh, he had his back towards him, so that's. I knew he couldn't push off of him.
So, the Lower Merion Aces have the ball. This is Payne in the front court. Dupree Bryant flies in from behind, steals it away. The Red Raiders come back. Three ball from the left side is up and no good. Put up there by Chuck Smith. Offensive rebound. Bladen, no. Bladen follows. No, but a foul.
Who's it on? Because what's his name was right in there.
It's going to be on Forrest, number four on Jack.
Is it on number two?
Yes, it is.
Wow, because I know he's right in the middle of it.
14 fouls on Lower Merion.
Well, he got through most of it. I thought he had to go down to about halfway through the fourth quarter and not foul. But
Coatesville with the ball, four-point lead. 6.5 to go in the game. Left wing corner. Now Brickus. Three ball is blocked, but taken by Coatesville. Brickus gets it back, far side. Left wing corner, Smith. Smith looks to drive baseline to Bladen. Bladen out to Brickus. Wide open three ball. Boom! Boy, that's what he worked on all summer long. Jahmyr Brickus with a three. He has four trays in the game. 14 points lead back to 7. 47-40. Lower Marion coming back. The trap trying to slow him up, Coach Phil and Chuck Moore. Payne thought about the three. Travel, I think.
Yep.
Too many steps. On the left wing. Inbounding the ball, Chuck Smith for Coatesville. These two teams easily could meet again in not only the District 1-6A tournament, but the state tournament.
Oh, yeah.
We'll follow them all year long. I know they're pleased to have this game live on the internet out in Chester County. That's not the shot the young man wants to take. That is Aaron Young, and he misses it. Rebound Lower Marion. Down by 7. Here's Payne back. Spinning. Good defense by Young, though. O'Connor. Now to is Taylor. Now out to a three ball. He feeds it out to his teammate from the right wing, Steve Payne, for 3. 11 for him.
I tell you, I think Coatesville has to make every offensive possession count for at least 2 and take your time to get there. You're winning the game. Don't press it.
Just like that, from 7 points, the lead for Coatesville down to 4, 47-43. Now they slow it up. They're like Chester. They like to push.
Dupree
Bryant, the Bladen, lay it up. Good enough foul. Terrell Bladen. Tyrell Bladen has 7 points. His first 2 in the second half. 5 team fouls, Lower Marion.
Number 1, Steve Payne.
Personal on Payne, his second. Team's 5th. Bladen at the line, shooting 1. Out of the game comes Matt O'Connor for Lower Marion. At the line, shooting 1, Tyrell Bladen. 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Lower Marion trailing by 6. Coatesville's Bladen at the line. He's 6'10", Division I recruit, Eastern Kentucky University.
He's got one shot for an old-fashioned 3.
And Lower Marion has just about everybody back from last year's team that won 23-6, lost in the first round of the state tournament to Carlisle, 64-56 up at Springford High School. And they picked up a couple of other guys. Free throw off the front of the rim and in for Bladen.
Okay, Coatesville's back up to 7-point lead.
Trap still on. They get it across the timeline. Underneath the basket, lay it up and in. Steve Payne.
Nobody was covering Payne. He went right to the basket and laid it up.
5 in the quarter, 13 in the game for Payne, a 6'1 junior. Dupree Bryant back. What a pass to Young. Floater, yes, by Aaron Young, his football teammate. 52-45, 7-point lead. Coatesville, 4:25 to go. Clavan gets it out now. Payne between the circles, guarded by Bryant. Looking down low, stolen away by Bryant. Brickus, Jahmyr with a steal for Coatesville. 7-point lead for the Red Raiders.
Great steal, perfect timing.
Coming up on 4 minutes to go in the game. And Coatesville, they showed last year they can play slow it down basketball. And that's going to be a reach in there. Called on Darryl Taylor for Lower Marion, number 4 on Taylor. 16 fouls on each squad here in the second half. Next one, bonus. They got to get that 7th foul off the board, I do believe. Should only be 16 fouls on Coatesville. Anyway, it's Red Raider ball, leading by 7. 3:55 to go in the fourth quarter, and they've got control of the game right now. Brickus, who plays, and I said that last year as a freshman, he plays like he's a senior. Right wing corner, Smith. Smith looks to drive, and he's going to be called for a travel again. You don't want to do that if you're Coatesville. Forcing it. 3:42 to go, back to Lower Marion. 7-point lead for the Red Raiders. Trying to win their 6th game of the year. Half court trap is on. That's a tough shot to make over Bladen. A three ball over Bladen from the right wing corner. Matt O'Connor, 9 points all on threes. And we have a foul in the backcourt. On who? 3:27 to go. Fourth quarter, the lead is down to 4 again. Three balls in this game for Lower Marion. 1, 2, 3, 4. Five, six, seven, eight.
I got to tell you, Coatesville is doing everything they can inadvertently to keep Lower Marion in this game. This should have been put away two or three buckets ago and just let time be their friend, and they're just pushing. The travel was unnecessary.
Give the aces credit for making shots.
Listen, absolutely, but if they can't get the ball, they can't make the shots. I mean, it just... You know, but you're right. If the other team's going to give you the ball, then you at least have to play through and make the shots. Still down by 4, but you got 3.5 minutes left in the game. Plenty of time to do this. But Coatesville has to get smart and start to say, look, you know, we'll trade baskets with you for the next 3.5 minutes. It's okay.
Oh, wow. Intentional foul on Jameer Brickus for Coatesville, his fourth. So at the line... For Lower Marion, Steve Payne, 17 fouls on the Red Raiders. And so at the line is Payne here. He'll be shooting two.
Two shots in the ball for Lower Marion.
The first by Payne. Up. Good. Payne cuts it to 3.
To 3.
Just as I said, the Coatesville was in control of the game. Now look. Two free throws by Payne, and he pounds his chest with the right hand. 52-50, and it should be Coatesville ball. And it is.
Yep.
Inbounding on the far side of midcourt.
No.
It's going to be Darryl Taylor. 52-50 now.
Lower Marion ball.
What a game. Payne in the backcourt, guarded by the big fella, Chuck Smith, who's had a big contest for Coatesville. Payne, near wing, O'Connor, top of the key, Payne. Right of the key, Forrest, right block, driving, Taylor. Layup is good, and we're tied. Taylor playing like a big fella. He's 5'11". Schooled his man. He has 6 points, tied at 52. Coatesville, Lower Marion. Brickus, right wing corner, Smith gets it out to Brickus. 2:55 to go in the fourth. Now what is the call going to be? It's going to be on Payne on a reach-in. That'll be number 3 on Payne. Team foul number 7. So this game will be won and lost, it looks like, on foul shots,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, that's what I think is going to happen. Unless you get a breakaway in there.
Two great coaches, Greg Downer, Hall of Famer. You're talking 28 years for Lower Marion, 541 wins, 3 PIAA state finals. 1-1 for Brickus, the sophomore. It goes, rolled around the rim a tad. 4 in the quarter, 15 in the game. Jameer Brickus, again, Coatesville by 1. Up, got it, Coatesville by 2. 54-52. Substitution back into the game. Haven't seen him for a while. It's Dante Crew, 6'3 senior. He had 5 points in the first half. Forrest to inbound the ball. Gets it into Clavan. Clavan guarded in the backcourt by Bryant. Oh, that's going to be an offensive foul with the arm.
Boy, you knew that.
Offensive foul on Clavan.
You got the ball and you throw an elbow, baby. You're going to get called that every time.
I'll never forget the 2001 PIAA state final game in Quad A. Coatesville beating Pittsburgh Shenley. Coatesville had a 2-point, or maybe a 3-point lead with about 2 minutes to go, and they did stall. They did control the ball with his father, number 3, Dupree's dad, Maurice, controlling it. So let's see how patient these guys can be. Wow, it's Dupree underneath the basket to Cruz from the left side, and he bangs it home off the glass.
Coatesville up by 4 now, 56-52.
2:21 to go in the fourth quarter. Payne left of the key, top of the key, right of the key now is Forrest. Forrest has it, top of the key. Driving to the basket, sweet left-handed shot, no good. He gets it back. I think he was out of bounds. He was on the end line, Forrest. Yes, he was. I could see it from here. And the ball back to Coatesville with 2:06 to go in quarter number 4. Coatesville again in control, four-point lead.
Yeah, well. Now right now they should be smart and control the ball. They got the four-point lead 2 minutes to go. Don't do anything stupid.
Cruz, the side, that's offensive foul. Hey, you could see that coming. He made the shot. Offensive foul on Cruz.
And no reason to make the shot. No reason to make the shot. You have nothing but time. Milk at least 30 seconds off the clock before you even go in for the basket.
Absolutely. It's just what we said.
Back to Lower Merion.
Yeah, December basketball, you know.
1:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Aces down by four, 56-52. Payne in the backcourt. Guarded by the long and lean 6'4 senior, Chuck Smith. He gets it across the timeline to Clavan between the circles. Clavan guarded by Bryan, almost a steal on the far side. It is Brickus, excuse me, it's Payne right of the key. Payne for Lower Merion, down to 1:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout, Greg Downer. Buck and a half to go in the fourth quarter. Four-point lead for Coatesville. Lower Merion with the ball. Let's take a break on DelcoHoops.com. It's never sounded so good, boys basketball has.
Sports Legends Museum of Delaware County is pleased to announce their commemoration of the 100th birthday of Delco's greatest baseball player, Mickey Vernon. The museum will commemorate his centennial year by offering 12 video clips and 12 sports cards, one each month starting in January, on their website. Simply click on their ad on our homepage or go to sportslegendsofdelawarecounty.com. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
56-52, Coatesville, boys basketball, late here in the game. It's Lower Merion ball, trailing by four. That was a little Pennsylvania Dutch. I said that backwards there, you know, on the sign out right there.
I think what they should try to do here, Dave, is set up a pick for Forrest. Try to get him a three-point shot. Couple of those and you got to win here, but they're going to have to try to set a screen or something so he can get that pop for three.
Get a clean shot.
Without committing a foul, though, you got to set the picks legally.
Yes.
So Forrest, let's see who's going to inbound the ball here. It's going to be on the near side in front of us. Matt O'Connor for Lower Merion, number 12. Gets it to his backcourt mate there, Harrison Clavan. Clavan guarded by Bryant. Right of the key, Payne. Forrest. Left side, Clavan. Wide open, Payne. Three ball is up. No good. And the rebound is taken by Cruz. Lower Merion missing an opportunity there. Coatesville with the ball. And there's Bryant. And a timeout or a foul.
Timeout of it.
Timeout on the floor, 106 to go in the ball game. Coatesville again with the ball, four-point lead, 56-52, and we'll keep it right here.
Yep.
Coatesville right now, Chuck's going to tell him, just you have two really good ball handlers at guard, the sophomores, the brothers, Bryant and Brickus, so you want to just keep it in their hands.
Yeah, well, let's set it up for somebody who just joined us. 56-52, Coatesville. How many seconds are left, do we know? They change the clock when they go to
a timeout.
About
a minute.
About a minute left. So you're right. It's just a matter of controlling the ball. You know, take the shot. If you had the ball for about 30 seconds and you think you have an open, go ahead and take a shot. That, because, you know, if you have a good clean shot, then the extra 2 points will help. But no rushing, no three-pointers, no, you know, just control the ball. Right now, the clock is your biggest friend as opposed to scoring points.
And don't drive yourself into a possible offensive foul. You don't need a turnover. You have the four-point lead. You have the clock in your favor. Play it smart.
After this one, one of the biggest basketball games in the history of Pencrest, their boys program, taking on the legendary Chester Clippers, first regular season meeting since 73-74, which Chester won. Last time Pencrest beat Chester in the regular season, they haven't played each other hardly at all, but that was twice Pencrest beat it back in 68-69 when Pencrest went all the way to the state semis and fell a little bit short of a state
not
title.
Not only did these kids were not born when the last time they played in a regular season game, most of their parents probably weren't even around.
I was the 11th. That was a regular season. I'll tell you about how Pencrest did in the playoffs against them. Back to the action. Coatesville with the ball. Exactly, let's say 59.1 seconds ago on a foul. So Bryant will go to the line shooting 1-1.
Harrison Clement for Lower
Well, it's a strategy. You don't want to be down by 4 points to be doing this, but on the other hand, you can't let him control the ball for another 30 seconds and then take a shot.
Public address announcer pronounces his name Harrison Clevin.
Right
now, couple of years, I've been calling him Clevin.
You're playing the clock as well as your opponent now.
No doubt about it.
Bryant misses wide to the left. Rebound, Lower Merion. Payne. Your Coatesville, you don't want to foul. You got a 4-point lead. Here's Forrest, top of the key. That's an NBA three, and he drains it again.
Whoa.
Timeout. Call by Lower Merion. We're down to 1 point. Plenty of time to go. Coatesville 56. Lower Merion 55. 45.9 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Basketball's never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
It's been a dandy here at the Swart Center. Widener University on this last Saturday in the month.
And last Saturday of the year.
Yes. So we have a doubleheader tonight. This is our first game. Lower Merion trailing Coatesville by one, 45.9 seconds ago. Coming up next, it's the Del Valle Chester Clippers and the Central League Pencrest. This is Chesmont, Coatesville against Central League Lower Merion. Coatesville with the ball. Full court pressure here. Lower Merion. Just when you think several times tonight Coatesville had them on the ropes, Jack Forrest has come up big. And Steve Payne. And this is a young Lower Merion team. Payne's a junior. Forrest is a junior. Darryl Taylor is a junior. Harrison Clevan is a senior. Matt O'Connor, who has three trays in the game for the Aces, is a junior. So is Josh Martin, the center. Lower Merion putting a lot of pressure on Coatesville in the backcourt. Here's Brickus. Guarded by O'Connor. Got 10 seconds to get it across the timeline, and he does. It's Brickus, top of the key. Brickus way out high, near side. Brickus dribbling the ball around. And he, what a move! What a pass! Watch out! Oh, he dunks the ball. Terrell Bladen, but he's called for a travel before the dunk. What a tremendous move by Brickus. Stutter step, found his man open in the right block, and then he traveled with the ball. Terrell Bladen back to Lower Merion. 27 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, Pete.
Shuffled his feet, took that little extra step.
Lower Merion can win it here. Watch those elbows, and they're going to call it. Obviously, you can't do that. You can. Payne had the ball, and he's exactly. You want to explain that, Pete? What he was doing? He was, you know,
It looked like he was pushing off, but
there was no Coatesville defender was a couple feet away, but he was still.
Yeah, you can't use your elbows like that.
Moving the elbows back and forth.
Even if you don't touch somebody, it's going to look like you did.
So you can't do that. And Coatesville gets the ball in the backcourt to Brickus. 1 point lead, Red Raiders. 20 seconds to go in the game. Brickus is fouled. Personal going to be on Darryl Taylor. That's his fifth. He's gone.
They had to foul there, Dave. They had to stop. They got to stop the clock. Even if he makes these two shots, you can tie them with a three. You had to foul there.
This crowd is buzzing here at Swart Center. Dave Berman, Pete Fulgenetti.
Well, there's been a lot of elbow calls, and you would have thought by the time we got the last one, players would have realized they cannot do that and get away with it here.
Even though you weren't close to the defender is a few feet away, you just can't be doing that kind of stuff.
That's right.
So now at the line is going to be Brickus. Jameer will be shooting 1-1. Each squad, 9 fouls. Lower Merion Coatesville, boys basketball. Back into the game shortly is going to be Jared Robinson. Here he comes. Out of the game, Clevan.
They still only have 4 kids in the game. Oh, there we go. Okay.
Brickus, 1-1. Jameer, a 5'11 sophomore. Ice water in his veins. has 5 points in this quarter, 16 for the game. He misses the shot. Bladen the rebound, and a timeout is called by Coatesville. Just before Bladen went out of bounds, Coach Downer is beside himself. The ref does a great job walking away. We're going to keep it right here, guys. So Coatesville has the ball. 15 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 1 point lead for the Red Raiders, 56-55, and a preview of these two teams hopefully meeting in the District 1 and state tournament.
I think once they inbound, Dave, they got a foul immediately. It's still a one-point game with 15 seconds to go. You foul immediately. If they make the two shots, you come down court with Jack Forrest and go for the tie.
Yep, that's the way to do it.
In this game, Coatesville trailed by 1 point after one quarter, 12-11. Had a tremendous second quarter, scored 21 points to 7 for Lower Merion. So at halftime, it was Coatesville 32, Lower Merion 19. Lower Merion had a great third quarter, scoring a total of 21 points themselves, and Coatesville just 10. After three, it was 42-40, Coatesville by two. We're going down to the wire again. 1 point lead, 15 seconds to go. Chesmont versus Central League. Coatesville with the ball, 1 point lead. The next foul by either team, two shots. So your Lower Merion, you want to foul maybe a couple seconds, try to get a steal into the backcourt to Brickus. And Brickus is fouled.
That's what they had to do.
Purcell going to be on Matt O'Connor. So Brickus now shooting two.
How's his free throw shooting been so far?
Brickus, traditionally, I don't have him individually here tonight.
All right. I didn't know if you were keeping track.
Traditionally, he is a really good foul shooter. Only a sophomore. His outside shooting has really improved. So Brickus again. I mean, he's played pretty much the whole game. Maybe a little tired. Makes that one nothing but net. Still, it's going to be a one-possession game no matter what happens here. 13.5 seconds go in the fourth quarter. Coatesville's Jameer Brickus. Again. Got it. Back into the game shortly. We're going to have another timeout.
Yep.
Final timeout, I think, called by either team. Take a break. 30-second break, Mike. 30-second break.
Fine.
We'll be back for the final 13.5 seconds. 3-point lead Coatesville over Lower Merion. The Aces ball on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, implants, cosmetic bonding, whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. You'll be glad you did.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
13.5 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Lower Merion with the ball. They trail by three. 58-55 to Coatesville. If you're the Red Raiders, you do not want to foul. Back comes Payne. Payne's going to try to take it now. They're looking for Forrest. He has it way out high.
Oh.
There's a steal by Dupree Bryant. All the way to lay it up and in. And that's the ball game.
Wow. What a way to finish, huh?
What a great game. They hate to see a loser.
They were setting up for us.
Final score, Coatesville 60 and Lower Merion 55. Jameer Brickus, MVP, 5'11 sophomore guard. And Coatesville now is 6-3 on the season. Lower Merion falls to 6-2. 60-55, Red Raiders. And, Mike, are we going to take a little bit of a break?
Take a quick timeout. We're going to go to commercial break, come back. Pete will fill us in on some of the rebounds and turnovers, and then we'll break and then wait for the next game.
Coatesville wins it over Lower Merion, 60-55. Second game on the way. It's going to be Pencrest and Chester on DelcoHoops.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back here. The first half of our doubleheader. What a ball game, and Coatesville wins it. A battle of District 1 6A powers. The Red Raiders 60, Lower Marion 55. Pete?
Yeah, it was a well-played game, back and forth. It was a game of runs. If you see how the score went, Coatesville's up 13. Lower Marion goes up 2. Coatesville goes up 7. A game of runs, but in the end, let's go over some stats here. Lower Marion, for the full game, had 13 turnovers. Quite a few. Darrell Tell had 4. But they had 13 turnovers. Rebounding-wise, Josh Martin with 4. Matt Connor and Harrison Cleveland with 1 apiece. Darrell Tell with 3. Steve Payne with 3. Jack Forrest with 3. And for a total of, I believe, 16... In the rebound part for Coatesville, a total of 10 turnovers. The rebounding, Tyler Bladen, their big man, a 6'9" center, 7 rebounds, 2 offensive. We have Dante Cruz with 3, Holmes with 5, Smith with 4, and Brookus with 2.
Okay, and what's your score count for these kids before we go away?
Coatesville wins it 60-55, 18 points for 5'11 sophomore Jameer Jig Brickus, 2 points for 6'1 senior Hassan Young, 7 points Dupree Bryant, Brickus's brother. He's only a sophomore also. 2 points for Aaron Young, 6'1 junior, 8 points for 6'9 senior and Eastern Kentucky recruit Tyrell Bladen, 7 points for Dante Cruz, 6'3 senior, and Chuck Smith, a 6'4 senior, with 14. Lower Marion, total of 55. 15 points for 6'1 junior Steve Payne. 14 for 6'5 junior Jack Forrest. He had a total of 12 of those in the second half. 6 points for 5'11 junior Darrell Taylor. Harrison Clavan, the 6' senior, with 5. 9 points, 6'1 junior Matt O'Connor. And 6 for Josh Martin, the 6'5 junior. Again, Coatesville trailed 12-11 after 1, led 32-19 after 2, and then it was 42-40 Red Raiders after 3. Final score, Coatesville 60 and Lower Marion 55. Coatesville 6-3, Lower Marion 6-2. Chester Pencrest on the way.
We're going to go off the air. We'll come back on in just a few minutes. Stay by your computer. As soon as we come back on, you'll know about it. You're listening to high school basketball right here at DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.